His name is written all over this offense.
This is Mike Kraft with your Panthers.com Insider Report. A lot of time was spent this offseason making sure that Cam Newton continues to improve heading into his third NFL season. And Newton, for one, is pleased with the progress during OTAs and now during minicamp.
I think the main focus for us is to understand our roles and understand our assignments each and every play. I think for us, you know, we can't get this operation can't get monotonous to a degree. You know, as we come out each and every day, we've been running the same system going on 3 years now, but it's time for us to, you know, perfect our craft. And I think that's what we are here each and every day trying to do.
New weapons like Dominic Hickson and the emergence of Ted Ginn Jr. as an offensive weapon are one of the reasons.
Ted has been a spark, you know, for him. You know, everyone knows he's fast, you know, and I found that out the hard way. I told Ted, I said, Ted, you know, it was one practice where he outran my football. You know, being that I thought he was, you know, kind of lax, but he kind of embarrassed me. So I told him, I said, Ted, from now on, you would never outrun my football. So, you know, whether it's overthrown or not. So if y'all see a pass and it's overthrown and number 19 is the intended receiver, just know it's pride more than anything with him. He will not outrun my football.
Another reason for optimism is the chemistry developing between the signal caller, offensive coordinator Mike Shula, and the man who replaced Shula as quarterback's coach, Ken Dorsey.
Those guys have been great. You know, Ken, we've all had a relationship prior to Carolina, you know, with me working out with, you know, at IMG. And also, you know, just him being of any help in the past couple of years. And Coach Shula always had a relationship ever since I've been here. And for him to know how I think, how I feel, especially my mentality when it comes to football, you know, it worked in great.
I guess with Ken, you have a guy who can almost read along with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially, you know, I kid with him all the time. You know, he's not too far from being in the league himself. So it helps for him to be a player's coach to a degree and him to understand a lot of things that we're feeling. Sometimes we're down, sometimes we're up. And, you know, he just the equalizer to make us focus and get the job done.
One thing this trio is working on is shortening the actual play calls, which will help the offense get out of the huddle a lot quicker.
It feels great. You know, for example, you know, we have a play, and, you know, being that it's on camera, who cares? But I'm going to just give you an example. You know, twins right, key left, 631 smash. M sounds completely different than twins right, Tampa, right? Comes out your mouth faster. So you get it in the huddle. That's the same exact play. Everyone knows that. So, you know, to minimize the verbiage of this offense, that's one example of what are we doing and how it can be translated and get it translated to the offense and on the ball as quick as possible. And then that's what Coach Shula's been doing.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.